Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. If you're feeling like a hamster on a wheel, spinning your wheels but getting nowhere fast, trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world that glorifies hustle, burnout, and pushing ourselves to the limit, but what about taking a step back? What about prioritizing ourselves, our mental well-being? Today, we're diving deep into the importance of self-care, because let's face it, neglecting yourself is like running a car on fumes. Eventually, you're going to crash and burn. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Leo, self-care sounds great, but I'm already swamped with work, family, errands, the whole shebang. And yeah, life can feel like a never-ending to-do list, but here's the thing. Self-care isn't about adding another item to your list. It's about recharging, replenishing, and making sure you have the energy and mental clarity to tackle those things in the first place. Think of it as preventative maintenance for your mind. So, what does that actually look like? Here are five key takeaways to get you started. Firstly, define self-care on your terms. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of deal. What relaxes me might send someone else into a spiral. Some people find solace in reading, others in hiking, some in baking, elaborate cakes. Hey, no judgment here. The point is to figure out what genuinely nourishes your soul and makes you feel good. Secondly, schedule it in. Seriously, treat self-care like any other important appointment. Block off time in your calendar, even just 30 minutes a day, for something that brings you joy, helps you de-stress, or simply allows you to be present in the moment. Remember, you deserve this. Thirdly, disconnect to reconnect. We're constantly bombarded with notifications, emails, and social media updates. Ever feel like your brain is buzzing from all the input? Taking breaks from technology can do wonders for your mental clarity and focus. Put your phone down, step away from the screen, and engage with the world around you. Go for a walk, talk to a friend, or simply enjoy the silence. Next up, move your body. Exercise isn't just about looking good. It's also a fantastic way to boost your mood, reduce stress hormones, and improve sleep quality. Find an activity you enjoy, dancing, yoga, swimming, even a brisk walk around the block, and make it a regular part of your routine. And finally, practice gratitude. Or, it sounds simple, but taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. Write down three things you're grateful for, no matter how small, or simply take a moment to reflect on the positive aspects of your day. Okay, picture this. You've had a rough week at work, deadlines looming, emails piling up, that one colleague who just can't seem to get it together. You're feeling burnt out, stressed, and ready to crawl under the covers and hibernate until Monday is over. Sound familiar? But then you remember. You have a self-care routine waiting for you. After work, instead of diving straight into your inbox, you put on your favorite music and take a long walk in the park. You soak up the fresh air, listen to the birds chirping, and allow your mind to quiet down. Later that evening, you light a scented candle, brew a cup of calming tea, and curl up with a good book. By prioritizing self-care in this moment, you've not only given yourself a much-needed break, but also recharged your batteries for the rest of the week. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. So, let's recap those key takeaways. Define self-care on your terms. Schedule it in, like any other important appointment. Disconnect to reconnect with yourself and the world around you. Move your body for both physical and mental benefits, and practice gratitude every day. Now go out there and make your well-being a priority. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little self-care reminder. After all, we're all in this together. Join the conversation on social media using Dopamine Reset Protocol. Tell us about your favorite self-care rituals, and let's keep inspiring each other to prioritize our mental well-being. Until next time, take care of yourselves, because you deserve it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.